KD Country 94 weather.
Touchdown, Becker Autos and Trailers. Okay, not really, but you will be a real winner when you shop with Becker RV in Beloit. The biggest sale of the year has been extended, and we don't want you to miss out. We are down to the last million of closeouts on our new Keystones and our used vehicle and camper inventory that must go during this sale. Come see us in our over 10 acres of inventory to save and become a Becker VIP. Becker Autos and Trailers, Camper Supercenter in Beloit, online at BeckerAutos.com.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Highs around 59 this afternoon under partly cloudy skies, winds out of the west, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly clear tonight, 32, high of 57, tomorrow, ample sunshine expected. Upper 50s, Saturday, turning much warmer on Sunday, with highs in the mid-60s. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Currently, it's 54.
American Diesel, a division of American Ag and Auto, Glen Elder. They can take care of all your truck and trailer repair needs, pickup or semi, with platinum overhauls or small repairs on all models, including Cat Cummins, Detroit, PACCAR, and MaxForce. Most common clutches are in stock, and they have a 24-hour guarantee on install. They also offer performance tuning on all makes and models and have OEM software capability on all models, including PACCAR. They can service and repair your AC systems. All of this with bumper-to-bumper service and more. American Diesel, a division of American Ag and Auto, just off Highway 24, Glen Elder.
The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
The state's efforts to plug abandoned wells are back on track after delays in the aftermath of the COVID-19 pandemic. Ryan Hoffman, Conservation Division Director of the Kansas Corporation Commission, updated lawmakers on the well situation during a legislative meeting earlier this week on Tuesday. The Kansas Corporation Commission oversees the well plugging process. "We are moving forward," said Hoffman. "Wells left unplugged can pose a health and safety risk to Kansans if they are near communities. Due to leakage, abandoned wells could leak into the water supply and or release methane into the air. Kansas began the process of sealing wells in the 1990s using fees from the oil and gas industry, but the program received a significant boost from federal funding in 2022 following the passage of a bipartisan infrastructure law. As part of the law, the White House allocated $25 million in federal funding for well plugging in the state of Kansas. After analysis found, Kansas has some of the largest numbers of abandoned gas wells in the United States, partly due to the state's early boom in natural gas production. Hoffman said the state's plugging program has capped 1,740 wells to date, costing about $18 million. By the end of the project, which will be completed in early 2024, an estimated 2,500 wells will be plugged. About $6.2 million is currently left in the state plugging program fund. In fiscal year 2023, the state's well plugging program capped 93 abandoned wells following an influx of federal funding. Hoffman said compensation rates following the COVID-19 pandemic had caused some slowdowns, and the effects of COVID finally wore off, and I think the industry needed the services of the contractors as well. And the prices we had entered into in that COVID period were no longer competitive, so we weren't able to plug wells. But now that is resuming, and they're moving forward. Hoffman said 23 contracts have been secured in the past few months after the program revamped its contractor recruitment process. Hoffman estimated that the state of Kansas still has close to 9,000 abandoned wells left to plug. Have a job opening? Agmark LLC is accepting applications for a customer service grain accounting position in their Beloit office. This full-time position is focused on providing quality service to their customers through answering phones, greeting customers, and processing grain purchase payments, all while being professional, friendly, and ensuring customer satisfaction. This position also maintains a variety of reports and files and assists in various other administrative office duties. Agmark LLC is a profitable company, offering an excellent benefit package, including competitive wages, 401k, co-op retirement, health and dental insurance, PTO, and more. Agmark LLC is an equal opportunity employer. Applications will be taken until the position is filled. To apply, please contact Julie at 738-0763 or email julie.harrison@cvacoop.com or send your resume to Agmark LLC. Attention Julie, P.O. Box 568, Beloit, Kansas 67420. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Heart Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, offering free pregnancy tests, pregnancy counseling, and parenting classes. 6 at Independence and Beloit and their satellite locations in Concordia, Osmer, and Smith Center. You can call 738-3433 for an appointment or check them out at their website, heartchoicesbeloit.com. The Beloit Ministerial Association is seeking names of children 0 to 18 years of age from qualifying families who live in Mitchell County and or attend school in Mitchell County who are interested in participating in the 2023 Angel Tree program. The program matches donors with children to provide holiday gifts of clothing and toys. For more information, contact Cindy, Angel Tree Coordinator in Beloit, 738-7346. The Dispatch Church's annual bazaar scheduled for Friday, this Friday, November 10th, has been postponed to a later date. Glen Elder Lions Club Hunters Soup Day is this Saturday, November 11th, from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Glen Elder Legion Hall. Chili or chicken noodle soup and pie, dine-in or takeout, free will donation. Call 569-1660. Veterans Day Parade in Beloit starting 11 a.m. at 5th and Mill in Beloit. Pre-registrations check in from 8 a.m. to 10:20. Floats will be judged, trophies awarded, free will donation lunch at VFW Hall following the parade. For more information, contact Dennis, 545-8010. And we'll be broadcasting the Veterans Day Parade in Beloit live on Katy Country 94 and katycountry94.com this Saturday at 11 a.m. And Zion Lutheran Church will be hosting Surviving the Holidays by Grief Share at 1019 Blunt Street in Downs from 1:30 to 3:30 this Sunday afternoon, November the 12th. There'll be a video shown featuring advice from people in grief who faced the holidays after their loss. It includes insights from respected Christian counselors, pastors, and psychologists. You'll receive a holiday survival guide with practical strategies, encouraging words, and helpful exercises. Join others who understand how you feel. That's the news this hour. For the latest local news information, visit our website 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, katycountry94.com. And don't forget to download the free Katy Country 94 app on your smartphone.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
Just tapped over the net. K-State in system. Carter to end it. Shit! Longhorns, the defending national champs. The first sweep of Texas since 2000 by K-State. And the last ever meeting between these two will forever be remembered by those in purple.
Well, more on the big win for the K-State volleyball team over Texas on Wednesday night. We also look at local sports. An area volleyball player has signed to play at the college level. Also, we have our Athlete of the Week. Football playoffs rolling on. KU women's basketball team opened their season on Wednesday night. Also, some college hoops signings on Wednesday. And a look at Thursday night football tonight. It's all coming up in the sportscast on Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. Beloit senior Miley Brown signed her letter of intent to play volleyball at the collegiate level on Wednesday. She's headed to Fort Hays State University to further her career in education. A mainstay in Brandy Paul's Beloit volleyball team since her freshman season, Brown recently picked up her fourth straight first-team All-NCAA League honor. A stellar season helping Beloit to a 39-3 record, a 3A state tournament appearance, finishing with 364 kills, 216 digs, and a career-high 260 serves received with 60 aces and a 90% serve success rate. She surpassed the 1,000 kill and dig marks, finishing her career with 1,337 kills and 1,075 digs to go along with 213 service aces. She's been a Kansas Volleyball Association 3A All-State second team pick the past two seasons prior to this year, as the 2023 honors have not yet been released. She was selected to the 2023 KVA 3A All-State tournament team this season. Again, Miley Brown signing with Fort Hays State Volleyball. You can read more at ncksports.com. Southeast Saline senior Daniel Kerr has been named the ncksports.com Cunningham Telephone and Cable Athlete of the Week. Kerr has helped Southeast Saline to a 10-0 record and appearance in the 2A state quarterfinals in the Trojans 36-28 win over Kingman. In the regional playoff last Friday, Kerr went 10 of 19 for 152 yards and two touchdowns passing, added 22 carries for 99 yards and another score. A two-way player, he also led the Trojans with 12 tackles and had a fumble recovery on defense. For the season, Kerr has thrown for 1,270 yards and 11 touchdowns. He's also run for 18 and 12 scores, 54 tackles, 5 for loss, a sack, 2 interceptions, and 2 fumble recoveries on defense this season. Again, congratulations to Daniel Kerr of Southeast Saline, our NCKSSports.com Cunningham Telephone and Cable Athlete of the Week, and you can read more at the website. Southeast Saline squad is one of two NCAA teams that are still alive. The 10-0 Trojans are at 10-0 Hoisington Friday night, while Ellsworth is 9-1 and hosting 10-0 Norton. In the immediate area, 9-1 Osborne at 10-0 Axtell, the two-time defending state champions who are on a 36-game winning streak. We'll have the game on Katy Country 94 and katycountry94.com. Pre-game coverage at 6 o'clock, kickoff at 6:30. We'll have a preview of that game on our sportscast tomorrow as well. That's right at the beginning of this sportscast. The K-State volleyball team pulled off a monumental win over number 3 Texas Wednesday night, winning in straight sets 25, 22, 22, and 21 at Morgan Family Arena. The win snapped a 39-match losing streak for K-State against Texas, last beating the Longhorns over 20 years ago in October of 2003. First-year head coach Jason Mansfield on that huge win.
The way we played at home the last three matches against, you know, two quality teams, we knew we could play well, you know. I mean, this is the best team except Nebraska that we played. And so, yeah, we know we can compete with anyone. And I keep trying to tell them that. It obviously takes matches like this to make it a reality, but I'm really proud of us.
K-State's win also marked the first conference loss of the season for the defending champion Texas. They fell to 18-4 overall. And 13-1 of the Big 12, K-State improved to 14-10 and 8-7. Also in the women's college ranks, KU basketball team opened their season Wednesday night with a dominant 88-46 win over Northwestern State. KU jumped down to a 30-9 lead after one quarter and never looked back. Holly Kerskeeter and Yvette Mayberry each scored 17 points, combining to shoot 9 of 14 from three-point land. KU 1-0, while Northwestern State fell to 0-2. Also in women's hoops, Wichita State had a late morning tip-off, a 60-41 win over Presbyterian to notch their first victory of the season. Treasure Job led the way with 13 points. Shockers are 1-1, Presbyterian dropped to 0-2. Multiple athletes signed letters of intent to play college hoops to the in-state Big 12 schools on the men's and women's side Wednesday. Bill Self and the KU men added two recruits, guard LeBaron Fillon from Mobile, Alabama, who plays at Link Academy in Missouri, and guard Raquise Passmore from Palanca, Florida, in the Combine Academy in North Carolina. Both signed on for 2024-25. K-State inked highly touted guard David Castillo out of Bartlesville, Oklahoma, and Sunrise Christian in Wichita. KU also added three women signees, including guard Zoe Canfield of Washburn Rule in Topeka and Carla Osma from Spain, forward Reagan Williams from the Link Academy in Kansas City. And Jeff Mitty signed forward Finley Onstad from Elko New Market, Minnesota to the K-State squad. A full look at the new signees can be found at KUAthletics.com and KStateSports.com. Also, for more on KU Athletics, we were joined this morning by Brian Haney on the Sports Ticket on Katy Country 94. And if you missed that interview, the voice of the Jayhawks, it's posted at our Sports Ticket podcast at KatyCountry94.com. Finally, in sports, week 10 of the NFL season gets underway tonight, featuring two teams that have struggled this season. The 2-7 Bears host the 1-7 Panthers. Kickoff at 7:15 on Amazon Prime Video. That's a look at sports on your sports leader in North Central Kansas, Katy Country 94 and Z96 Point Through the Lake. Sportscast is brought to you by Zachary's Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Dusty Donis.